AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Mara Rubin in New York. In Silicon Valley, more layoffs. Google is cutting 12,000 jobs. That's 6% of its workforce. KPIX TV's Sean Chitness reports on the human toll.
It still isn't any easier for people in the tech industry to hear about more layoffs from another major player in the business.
I just think about them once I hear this news.
For Hemant Rawat, he's thinking of the people who got the news from Google on Friday that they were losing their job.
They are right now very stressed out and not in a mood to talk about it.
Hemant knows families who are on a visa like him, dependent on a job to stay in the U.S.
President Biden will be talking to Republicans soon about the debt ceiling.
The president warns that gridlock on the debt ceiling could be catastrophic.
If we don't meet our national debt and renege on the first time, we have a calamity that exceeds anything that's ever happened financially in the United States.
With Republicans demanding spending cuts as part of any debt ceiling deal, Mr. Biden told a bipartisan group of mayors that he expects honest debates on taxes and spending.
Well, it's not just cutting. What do you raise? What taxes do people pay?
The president suggests he'll lay out his plan in the State of the Union address next month. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Top defense officials met in Germany Friday and failed to reach an agreement on providing Ukraine tanks. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from the front lines.
It's not so bad, Chicken told us. But what would really make a difference are more heavy weapons. That will stop the bloodshed on the battlefield sooner.
And President Zelensky addressed that meeting in Germany, saying time remains a Russian weapon and that the West needs to speed up the delivery of military aid.
Elon Musk took the stand in his securities fraud trial and defended his Tesla buyout tweet that cost investors money. KPIX TV reporter Wilson Walker was in the courtroom in San Francisco.
Given how hard he was working at Tesla, he almost seemed to convey a kind of physical exhaustion, describing that time, complaining about short sellers and people he says were trying to kill the auto company. So where is all of this discussion going? Well, a judge has already ruled that the so-called 420 tweet, when Musk said he had secured funding to take Tesla private, was false and misleading. But the plaintiffs need to convince a jury that it was the tweet that cost them their money.
General Motors is investing $900 million to update four factories. Two are in Michigan. The others are in New York and Ohio. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and...
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got
a bad case of loving you. Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
We have free ad space that we want to give to small businesses across Wisconsin. Save the application date on Thursday, January 26th. Only. And you can find it on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can also find it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's a friendly competition inside the Civic Media network of our hosts. So for this giveaway, be sure to tell them that you heard it from As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinair and Kristen Bry.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. We are into our 1 o'clock hour on this Friday. We're having a great time just enjoying this gray weather in southeast Wisconsin.
Nice,
it's
consistent.
Really making you...
Yeah, nice, consistent gray.
Yeah. It's, you know, I got my ring light. I got some, hopefully that's giving me some vitamin D, because certainly the weather has not been giving me vitamin D this week, but that is okay. Well, I think we maybe miscommunicated. And so Matt Miller is not with us, but that's okay. We'll probably try to get him back for next Friday, because the Oscar nominations are coming out on Tuesday. So we were going to talk about kind of our predictions and him as the culture editor over at On Milwaukee, who I'm sure has seen all of these movies, because
Is
his job. But one of the things we kind of ended here yesterday, which was what wasn't planned, but I still need to, and maybe I'll spend some time doing that this weekend, because I don't have a lot of social plans. I'm going to the Wave game tonight, which I'm excited about. Have you ever been to a Wave game?
Not in a long time.
So I haven't either, but my freshman homecoming date, Tenzin Rampa, used to play for the Wave, but now he's one of the assistant coaches. And so, this is the first Wave game that I'm going to.
Oh,
so we're doing
exciting.
That. But otherwise, we are laying low this weekend. And so maybe we'll everything everywhere all at once. I was told I would love this, but you did not.
Now, that's not exactly accurate. I enjoyed it. I felt it was too long, and I thought it could have ended sooner. There was one point in the movie I thought, well, it's done. And that makes sense to me. And then it was another 40 minutes, which left me confused. It left me feeling confused.
Okay. So it's a bigger question, and I would love for listeners to weigh in on this, because I think depending on what kind of movie goer you are, you might have strong feelings about this. But 844-967-2789. Like, in complicated movies, when we're talking about films instead of movies, right? Because we know, conceptually, you could probably think about what the difference between those two things sometimes are. Movies are...
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Marvel movies and rom-coms and stuff that is like escapism that doesn't necessarily have a deeper message or a... It's not that they're not artistic in their own way and not like cinematic achievements, but they're just not that deep.
Well, they're not necessarily...
Versus a film.
Right. Not necessarily a teaching moment in Guardians of the Galaxy, you know?
No, no. But then there's, you know, and I think often sometimes that is the criticism of the Oscars is... People are like, well, I haven't heard of this movie. But for film critics and film people who love films, and I once dated someone who was kind of a snob about films, he would always want to watch stuff on the Criterion Collection. And I sometimes wanted to watch stuff on the Criterion Collection, but I was like, no, I don't want to watch this 1970s like Japanese samurai film. Like, I just don't. I want to watch Succession. And, or like this, like, you know, whatever Italian, who's the famous Italian who that
Fellini.
Nine Fellini.
Fellini.
Yes. And it's great, but you just have to be in the right mood to watch them.
Yes.
And so you kind of said it was that one. And then what was the other one?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
And you felt like that was one that took a turn, right?
Yes. Which I was not expecting because it's filmed off the coast of Ireland. It's really beautiful. The cinematography is fantastic. And it starts out as this very gentle, very peaceful, bucolic little life in this little Irish village.
It's a good
village.
Word.
Bucolic?
Good SAT word, yeah.
Throw that in more often. and I'm all into it, and it's kind of sweetly humorous. And then it takes this horrible turn. And... it just gets worse.
But that's how I felt about Parasite from back in 20. I think it came out in 2019. So it won for the Oscars in 2020, right before the pandemic started. And I loved that film, but I had the same feeling with that one of like, oh, this is kind of funny. This family is taking advantage of this really rich family because they're so poor. And then all of a sudden it's not a good time for anybody.
So dark. It just gets so dark. And
but I loved that film. You did not.
I felt bad. I felt bad for the characters. I felt bad for the town. It left me feeling badly.
So, and I think that goes back to the core question that I want to ask. And I challenge anyone who, not challenge, I invite anyone listening to give their thoughts on this, 844-967-2789, of is, for you, because it's obviously an opinion, this is not a, for you, are movies meant to be the escapism and like you want to feel good? Because like there's enough stress in your life where you're like, I don't need to watch this thing that's going to make me feel bad. And so, and that's okay. It's not because I don't get it.
I'm not sophisticated enough.
I'm not sophisticated enough. Because we watched, I think, Beyond, one of the movies this year that kind of falls into this debate worthy, is this good, is The Menu. So if you haven't heard of, you haven't seen or even heard of The Menu.
It's on HBO.
It's on HBO. It's Ralph Fiennes. And it's also the actress who was in Queen's Gambit, which, you know, 2 years ago was the hot show. And she's excellent. She's excellent in everything that she does. And it's basically the premise of the world's most famous or one of the most famous elite chefs. There is an invitation for all these very wealthy, snobby people to come have a private exclusive dinner. And it becomes like a horror show of what he has planned. And I don't want to do
say
any spoilers,
much.
But it's a,
yeah.
But it's a thriller. And so, you know, it's that kind of thriller where it's not scary, but it's kind of like if you saw Get Out, where from the get go, things just feel wrong because of the music and because of just the eeriness of it all. And so, you know, there's now, I think, a debate on if you didn't like that movie, it's because you didn't get it and you didn't get the message. Because you saw it, right?
I did.
And did you like this one?
I didn't. There were some really funny moments in it and some really funny one-liner, kind of one-off liners that I wasn't expecting. And I think I understand the main message about greed and overindulgence and things
and
like
givers and takers.
Yes, okay, but it still left me feeling so icky when it was done.
I liked it because I thought the performance is really, really good. And I also, you know, there's something about it that's incredibly original. And what I never realized until I think I saw Get Out is that the genre of thriller and horror and a lot of these things that I kind of always threw off as, you know, like, I guess maybe I always thought about it like a slasher movies. And I'm not enough of a film snob to know how these genres differentiate from each other.
Right.
But the allegory nature of some of these thrillers and that the things that are symbolic for other things, and it's not just the gore and everything. And so I was like, oh, I could kind of get into it. But it's interesting now because I feel like the movie that really, who, like, the king of this is Christopher Nolan as the director, right? Is the Tenet, which I still haven't seen, Inception, and these movies where you leave and you're like, what the hell was that movie about?
What just happened? What did I just see? That made no sense to me.
Understand, but you're embarrassed to actually tell anyone else that you didn't understand it because you're like, am I just dumb?
Exactly.
And so, like, I think it, like, begs it, like, is that a good question if the average person can't understand it? And is that just high class art that you wouldn't understand? Or is it just, and I do think Inception was a good movie because I haven't finished Tenet. I heard Tenet's even more confusing than Inception. But it's kind of like, as we move into Oscar season and award season of, is the best, like, what makes a good movie? Is it something that can reach a lot of people? And, like, are you someone who, if you feel bad at the end of it, really, is it, like, do you enjoy that? Because I feel like I'm fine learning something from a movie. Like, if it gives me a different perspective, I'm fine if the movie, if I leave, end the movie being kind of, like, bothered by it. Like, what was the movie from about the Ugandan dictator?
Oh, the
Last King of Scotland.
Last King of Scotland.
No one felt good after that movie.
No, that's true. That was.
Think about the exposure you got to a genocide that you didn't even know was happening.
But at least in that instance, you walk into that movie and you have some idea what to expect.
Because it's based in history?
Yes. And it's not like, it's the Dancing King of Scotland and it's a wild romp through Uganda. Yeah. So you kind of know what you're walking into with that.
Like, if you're going to go see Schindler's List, you're like, people are going to die in this movie.
It's not going to be happy ending.
Yeah, that's fair. So you're saying it's the ones that you're like, you go in a little blind, that you're like, well, this was not what I signed up for.
Exactly. Again, the Banshees of Inisherin, I felt badly for the whole island.
Well, so now I'm going to have to watch that one too.
And you'll probably love it.
I might.
And Matt Miller probably loved it. I mean, there are wonderful performances. There are certainly things in it that are admirable, but I don't know what the takeaway message was. Except be grateful if you have friends who love you.
Well, that is a good teaser to end on. But if you have thoughts on this subject of movies are meant to enjoy, not to teach you something, or a good film has to have some kind of big metaphor it's trying to get across. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had
representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 24. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 27. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
I've been trying to do it. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are almost through. We are almost to the weekend, living for the weekend. You are welcome to join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And I think we have a text that came through.
We do. We were talking about movies and whether or not you go to films just because for a feel-good thing, or do you go to films to learn something? And the texter from the 262 says, life is scary enough. I don't watch horror movies. And I am right there with you, 262.
I used to, it's funny because I used to have to audition for things that would go on to be like
slasher, you know, films and stuff.
Not the first one. What was the one they made? Saw. I auditioned for like Saw 4 or something like that. And the audition would always be just include basically a lot of screaming. And it's very hard to do that in the casting director's office. I'm just like, how do I demonstrate that I am scared of my life and getting sawed in half? Life of an actor is really weird. But yeah, I've never seen any of the Saw movies. The thrillers I can get into, like the Jordan Peele, like the thinker ones I can get through. But some of the, any of the demonic.
Hellraiser and.
Yeah, like the one with the little girl and the black hair.
Oh, the Ring.
The Ring.
The Ring.
I have no interest. I have no interest in The Ring.
That was a good scary movie, though.
Oh, see? Well, not if you liked it, maybe.
But again, my gore level is really low. My gore tolerance is really, really low. So even the Scream movies, which are supposed to be a parody of slasher movies and had quite a bit of humor in it, I still found really disturbing just because of the amount of gore.
So did you do Game of Thrones?
But I would fast forward through the really icky parts.
Okay. See, I'm kind of fine. Fight scenes, I've always been fine. Torture scenes, I have to fast
can't
forward
do it.
Through.
No, not doing
I can't
it.
Do torture scenes. Like I don't think I've ever really seen the end of Braveheart. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing this scene.
Yeah. You don't need that.
He dies.
Yes.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Not a happy end.
Not a happy ending.
Yeah.
But yeah, like torture scenes, I'd be like, yeah.
Blech. Can't do it.
But fight scenes I can do. Well, I don't know. So we'll see how many of these I watch this weekend, but I feel like this is a good weekend to watch some of them.
Is there any, what else is on your radar that you think you need to watch besides, again, Everywhere, Everything All at Once, The Banshees of Inisherin? I'm trying to think which were the other
big ones.
The Fablemans is supposed to be, that's about Steven Spielberg's childhood, right?
Basically, I think it's loosely based off his family. Michael saw that without me, so I'm gonna have to see it by myself. But I already saw Elvis. All Quiet on the Western Front is on Netflix. But a lot of these the one I really want to see is The Whale with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Because I think that there's a chance that he It's funny to think of what Brendan Fraser looks like now. Am I saying it right? I feel like if Greg Locke was here, he'd correct me if I was saying it wrong. Because I remembered him as George of the Jungle.
Yes.
And he was a babe.
Yes. He was in The Mummy. Wasn't that him in The Mummy?
Mummy, Encino Man. You know, like, he was hot when he was young. And like so many actors, I think about that a lot. When I was for some reason, Amy Smart, the actress who is in Just Friends and Varsity Blues and like in her 20s, she was in a bunch of really big films. And where Just Friends was with Ryan Reynolds, and it's about being in the quote unquote friend zone. And obviously Ryan Reynolds is a huge star. And some of the people, I think, from Varsity Blues, but like that era of who in their 20s had these really big careers that you just haven't
and they went
seen
away
from since.
Yeah.
And they kind of went away. And I feel like Brendan Fraser had such a big career. And then all of a sudden it was like you just didn't hear from him. And supposedly his performance in this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's supposed to
and
be
I
amazing.
He just won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Actor. And he's like crying and he had like a really good speech. And so that's from, not shockingly, A24, the production company that's always doing very edgy Oscar nominated type films. And so I think that's probably the next one that I'm going to try to, you know, so what I still haven't watched is The Flagmakers.
It's so good, Kristen.
I know.
So,
that's what I'm going to do this weekend.
It's so good. And it's only, I think it's under 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's short.
Yeah, it's a short, so. It's a short documentary. And we had the chance to talk to one of the,
Sharon Lee, one of the co-directors.
It's about this flag company in Oak Creek and the people who work there. And you will feel grateful and proud.
Yeah. And there's a chance that that one might get nominated.
That would be so wonderful. That would be just so wonderful.
Yeah. So let us know if there's any movies from the last year that are getting Oscar buzz that you're really rooting for, or any particular
actors,
performances, actors that you feel like really knocked it out of the ballpark. 844-967-2789. But we are going to move on because I did not sleep without my phone next to me last night. I was laying in bed in the dark this morning, willing myself to get up while it was still cold and dark out. And I was scrolling through Instagram and I found something, dating advice for women from 1938.
Oh, good.
Parade magazine. So to pump the, to prime it a little bit, what is the worst dating advice you've ever gotten? Think about it. Call us, text us, 844-967-2789. What is the worst dating advice you've ever gotten? And stick around to see if it's any worse than the dating advice that Parade Magazine gave in 1938. So this is As Goes Wisconsin. She be standing next to me.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Google plans to lay off 12,000 workers. CNET's Ian Schur says it's called right-sizing.
Analysts are saying this is more of a recalibration after a period of frenetic hiring than anything else. In many cases, the number of employees these companies have is still higher than when they entered the pandemic a few years ago.
The U.S. reached its debt limit, and President Biden says he'll be talking to Republicans about it soon.
One quarter of that was accumulated in the 4 years of my predecessor.
In Germany, defense leaders discussed aid to Ukraine. General Mark Milley on why Ukraine still needs help.
From a military standpoint, I still maintain that for this year, it would be very, very difficult to militarily eject the Russian forces from all every inch of Russian-occupied Ukraine.
No decision has been made yet on sending Ukraine tanks. CBS News Brief. I'm Ara Rubin.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bag and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit and ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. No matter where you're listening or if you're listening later, thank you for tuning in on this Friday. If you miss any part of today's show, you can listen to it as a podcast. We make it available. I actually checked my email during the break and someone had emailed complimenting the show. She said, "I love your podcast."
Oh, nice.
So there are a lot of people out there who are listening to this at their leisure instead of from the live show 11 to 2 Monday through Friday. But you can find the podcast at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts. So as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And right now we're asking, what is the worst dating advice you ever got? And I can't really... The top of my mind goes to... There was one relationship, long-term relationship. I wish the people around me would have just been more
assertive in telling me to get out of.
He's a terrible person.
It's not so much he's a terrible person so much as we were not right for each other.
Yeah.
But in the dating advice, like how to like, I'm trying to think of like how to get a man, like that kind of advice. Can you think of any?
I can. And I don't remember who I can blame this on, but I'm pretty sure that someone,
there's certainly someone to blame. Though.
There's someone to blame. It was don't laugh too loudly because guys don't like that. And don't be smarter than he is.
I think that that's some of the advice we might see in this. Because the reason this I wanted to do this topic is because we've talked about this account before. No, this one's is History Photographed, but I think they even got it from Inside History, which is an Instagram account that I think it was a couple weeks ago where we did the kind of like perspective of had you been born in the beginning of the 20th century. So they have if you're on Instagram, certainly follow Inside History. They have a lot of good stuff. And so as I was scrolling in bed this morning, which is the worst way to start your day, and I need to stop, but whatever. But I found this, so maybe it's not terrible. So it's dating tips for women from Parade magazine, which I think is still around, right?
In some form. It used to come in the Sunday paper.
I feel like Parade magazine is it mostly like entertainment now? But it's been around for a while. Yeah, Parade, entertainment, recipes, health, life, holidays. So still around, but it's been around. So this was 1938. And it's a carousel of pictures of different advice. So this was pictures and tips in the magazine.
How to get a man.
Of what men do and do not like. So, would love your snarky commentary on this, James.
I'm so ready.
And also, if you have some of the worst dating advice you want to share with us, text or call in 844-967-2789.
And I'm sure guys have gotten terrible advice too.
Probably.
Right?
I feel like, yes, I'm sure. But this is a show hosted by two women, so.
All are welcome here.
All are welcome.
All
here.
Are welcome. All
right. And if you are a man listening to me to this, let us know if this is good advice or not in 2023. All right. First one. Men don't like girls who borrow their handkerchief and smudge them with lipstick. Makeup in privacy, not where he sees you.
Ew.
I love that makeup's the verb. Not put on your makeup.
Right.
It's makeup in privacy.
Well, first of all, almost no man carries a handkerchief anymore.
That's true.
So that's completely out the window. But
the idea of doing your makeup in public, well, in front of a...
I don't think reapplying.
Instead of going to powder your nose in the bathroom.
I wouldn't want to put on mascara at the dining room table. But if you're just freshening up your lipstick, I don't see why that would be such a big issue. No. But yeah, you're not going to reach over and then blot your lips on his tie.
Did you ever watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes.
And so like the very first pilot episode of all of the beauty routine she does after her husband goes to sleep.
Oh, yes.
And then wakes up early to undo all of it. So he never sees her in what she actually does, like her face mask and her hair and curlers and all the stuff. Do you ever really did that?
I went to high school with a woman who said,
who did that
when we were 17, she said, I will always get up early when I get married to put on all my makeup before my husband wakes up. Whether or not she carried through with that, I have no idea. But yeah, the level of artifice involved with that, I find really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Number two. Careless women never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while dancing, for when a man dances, he wants to dance.
What?
When a man dances, he wants to dance, Jane.
See, my takeaway from this is don't overload him with too many things. We got foot movements. We have breathing. We have hand movements. Let's not ask the brain to get engaged there because he could fall.
I asked Mike, I was like, do you want to do a choreographed dance for our first dance? He goes, absolutely not. So I feel like our first dance is a lot of swaying back and forth.
swaying.
But we talked.
Good.
Yeah. We did talk.
Don't talk while you're dancing. Okay.
And I love how that's careless. Careless women careless. Never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while you dance. All right. If you need a brassiere, wear one. Don't tug at your girdle and be careful your stockings are not wrinkled.
I'm all for...
I feel like if you need a brassiere, to this day, you probably still should wear one. But like, it's fine if you don't.
It's still solid advice. The infrastructure is always important.
Yeah.
And then you take it off when you get home, which is one of the first things I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Freedom.
And I'm not sure anyone's really... Girdle, I think, is maybe now Spanx.
Yes. Or Skims.
Or Skims.
And do women... I mean, I don't even wear pantyhose anymore. I can't tell you the last time I wore a pair of pantyhose. Or any kind of stocking.
Well, when's the last time you wore... I think the only time I've ever seen you in a dress or a skirt was my wedding.
But I mean, if I wear a sundress, I don't wear stockings.
Oh, yeah. So like summer. Because I think now... Tights make sense in the winter. Tights and pantyhose are like, it's cold. I don't want my bare legs showing, but not as a modesty thing.
I don't think pantyhose are nearly as commonplace as they used to be.
Because what's the difference between pantyhose and tights?
Well, tights can be opaque. Pantyhose are supposed to look like your legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't see any like varicose veins and your very pale legs.
Or
like
your
mine?
Very pale legs. Exactly. And pantyhose were agony.
I love that. I love the idea of you having to deal with this and just like cursing in your closet every morning.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next piece of advice. Don't be familiar with the head waiter talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. Men desire your entire attention. I still agree with that.
Yeah.
Don't talk to the waiter about some other date you were
Remember when I was here 2 weeks ago with Rocky? What a great night that was. And he bought champagne and he bought me flowers. Yeah, that's probably bad form.
Well, the funny thing is now, because with the advent of dating apps, less so for me in Milwaukee, but certainly when I was living in San Francisco, there was a time in my life where dating apps kind of made dating very available.
Sure.
And I think this happens for a lot of people because I've confirmed this with other girlfriends, but there was a great like cocktail lounge bar 3 blocks from my house. And so that was always my first suggestion for like a first, like, let's grab a drink. Cause then I could walk home easily. It wasn't hard for me to get there, but I always wondered the bartenders and the waiters there just seeing me run through like, I was like a different guy every time.
Here she is. What is this week? Number 5.
I'm not going to call out this person by name, but there is someone in my life now who has her spot that whenever she goes on a Hinge or a Bumble date that she's like, yeah, we go there. And I'm sure the wait staff thinks the exact same thing.
It's your safe space.
Yeah. It's very easy for me to get to. Yeah. So this is what we're doing.
I think that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Don't sit in awkward positions and never look bored, even when you are. Be alert, and if you must chew gum, not advised, do it silently, mouth closed.
Well, that's a rule for
that I agree with.
That's a rule for everyone. And I like gum, and I am pro gum, but close your mouth. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chewing gum with your mouth open, chewing with your mouth open, period.
Is bad.
Great.
And chewing gum on a date is no.
What's funny is the picture that they have associated with this piece of advice of what sitting awkward, like in an awkward position is she's just kind of slumped over and her legs are not crossed. And I'm pretty sure that's how I look every day sitting in the chair at the studio.
But but just think of how much... In 1938, women were sitting up much straighter, largely because of the infrastructure they had on.
Because of the girdle?
Because of the girdles and all that stuff. Absolutely.
I'm doing a standing desk today, and I don't hate it.
Good.
Yeah, it's better than slumping over in that chair every day.
And better than a girdle.
And better than a girdle.
Yes.
How do you know? I could be wearing a girdle right now.
you don't need a girdle. Jeez. If you wore a girdle, you'd be invisible.
That's probably true. All right. Next one. Don't talk about clothes or try to describe your new gown to a man. Please and flatter your date by talking about the things he wants to talk about. Jane silently shaking her head.
I left a date once.
Because of that? Because he was always wanted.
All he wanted to talk about was himself. And I couldn't even dialogue with him on what he was interested in because he was not interested in listening to me. He just wanted an audience for himself.
Well,
that's like, yeah, I got to go.
You only went on one of those?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of those.
But it's like, yep, I'm done. This has really been a lot of fun. Bye.
So you left early.
I left. Yeah.
Did he ever try to call? No. Did he call or no? He was just like, no. He got the message.
Have a nice life. Don't call me. See ya.
All right. Next one. Don't drink too much. A man expects you to keep your dignity all evening. Drinking may make some girls seem clever, but most get silly.
We don't want silly. Yes, but over.
Silly is fine. Sloppy.
Not so good.
Not so good.
And no one on a date, male or female, should be drinking to excess on a first date.
Yes.
Right?
I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I think it happens if you're both. Sometimes I feel like a good first date can lead to lots of drinking because you just keep ordering drinks because it's going
well. You're getting along so well.
And then the drinks make you feel like it's going really well.
Yeah.
And then the three-date rule goes out the window.
Yeah. I know what that is.
All right. Don't use the car mirror to fix your makeup. More makeup tips. Man needs it to be driving, and it annoys him very much to have to turn around to see what's behind him. I agree with this. Don't take the rearview mirror to do your own makeup while he's driving.
And in fact,
but it's funny to think that they had to give this as advice. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I just find it interesting because this is from a 1938 column in Parade magazine, and every woman at that time had her own compact with a mirror in it.
Yes.
So they didn't need to be using the rearview mirror.
Well, and it's so funny because this is so clearly written by men. You know what I mean? Of like what they, so maybe this happened to some of these men, but it's like the idea that they're like, God, I hate it when girls do this. And the girl's probably reading this being like, what are they talking about? We don't take the rear. Okay. Yeah, fine. Do drive.
But I agree with you. Now I can see a bunch of guys in fedoras and suits sitting around Parade offices, smoking cigars and cigarettes and going, yeah, you know what really annoyed me?
Tell her not to do this.
Yes, don't move my rearview mirror. It hurts my neck.
All right. Well, how did that measure up to the worst dating advice you ever got? 844-967-2789. We are almost done with this show, so stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 23 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 27. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new
romance. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic you think we should cover or an idea for a guest that we should have on, or just, you know, general feedback for Jane and I, you can always email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Because yeah, that is one of the things I'm doing this weekend, is going through some of the suggestions we've already gotten, because we actually got a lot this week. But I think now we have a special caller who got some dating advice at one point, right, Mom?
Hi, honey. This is your mama. I did get some dating advice, and I know you're seeking that. I never gave you any dating advice, I don't think, but I did get some from your grandmother. And it
your mom.
Was when I my mom, your grandma.
Not dad's mom.
No, my mom. Yes. And it was the first time he asked me out. We were sophomores in high school. And mind you, I'm, you know, tall like you. But he was way taller. And I went home and I said, guess who asked me to go out? And I told her who it was. She goes, what? You hate him. And I said, I know, but he's taller. And he's going to be playing basketball. And I think I'll go after the game this week. And she goes, dumbest thing you ever did. And wasn't really, was it? Now, almost 50 years later, grandma was dead wrong. Looking at you, she was dead wrong. We're glad we produced you and your brother, and it was wrong dating advice. So don't really listen to other people giving you thoughts on what you should be doing.
But tell the other part of that story, because you didn't like him at the point when he asked you out, right? Because
no,
he was really mean to you in elementary school.
Yes. We got lots of ghosts in our closet, and it was absolutely true. I really didn't like him, but he was taller than I was. And I thought, I think we could go out after the game. So we did, and every game thereafter for the remainder of high school, we went out after, and went on to get married.
And Deb, did you ever address how nasty he was to you when you were in grade school?
Oh, many times in our married life, yes. Yeah, once I had him nailed into this situation, I let him know he was not a nice boy. He knows it. He's learned, Jane, you know. It's a slow process
right. Sometimes
with some of these boys.
Yeah, that training takes
but
time.
But he's learned. He's learned. And he's all the better for me teaching him. Right, Kristen?
Right, absolutely. I will refrain from telling some of the stories I know, but thank you for calling in, Mom.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. You girls have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care, Deb.
I'm trying to think now if she did or did not actually give me any dating advice. I do think that there's been some advice throughout the years of how much of a potty mouth I can have sometimes, and that boys don't like girls who curse too much because it's not very ladylike, which is probably true, but it didn't really... I don't curse on the radio, which is pretty, it just shows that I can have restraint.
I'm so grateful for that. Because like men who don't like women taking their rearview mirrors to adjust their makeup, I don't want to have to turn around and look at this thing behind me so I can find the dump button. Because it hurts my neck.
It.
Oh, yeah. Over there.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, what are you doing this weekend, Jane?
I think I am finally... And I am one of those terrible people, and you can go ahead and text terrible things at me at 844-967-2789. I still have my outside lights up.
again, this goes back to the conversation. I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's just cheerful, and it's been so it's been so gloomy and gray and blech, and I like the sparkly stuff, and but I feel like we're getting it's getting to be time.
So I don't think I'm a fan. I think keep it up till Easter.
Oh, not Easter. That's too far. Then no. But can I stretch it to like Valentine's Day? Because most of my lights are red.
Yeah.
So I figure if I just if I just take down the big snowflake.
But maybe that if you keep it up, maybe that will bring snow. Or maybe once you take it down, that'll bring snow.
Could be.
One of the two. Because I would say we're due for some snow. I think it's time. It's pretty bleak without any kind of whiteness happening.
You know, we started off the show talking about climate change and everything. Don't get the idea that just because we've had a winter like this, that this is going to be it for February, March, and April. Because if you believe that, then you haven't lived here long enough to know that Mother Nature's going to come back around and she's going to let us know who still controls things.
Well, also because if you remember when we talked to Pam Yonke about this, the old Farmer's Almanac predicted that this was going to be a very heavy winter. And so if that's still going to be the old wives' predictions, there could still be a heavy winter in store for us.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods, not by a long shot.
No. But like I said, I'm going to the Wave game tonight, which I'm really excited about. And
try and catch up on some of the potentially Oscar nominated films.
Yep. Go through potential topics for the upcoming weeks of the show, make some TikToks, but pretty much lay kind of low this weekend. Cause then the following weekend, we're going to the Dells. We are going to, with Mike's siblings, we're going to the Dells. To the Great Wolf Lodge to get some indoor water park fun.
Water slides are so much fun. When is the last time you went to a water park?
I honestly don't know because I've not gone to Manoah's Ark since moving back. So I am looking forward to it as much as I'm kind of joking about it. But next week will be a lot more activities than this weekend.
You're going to have a lot more fun than you think you are. You really will. There's nothing better than the swirly thing where you go down the... Oh, it's just fabulous.
It sounds like we need to go.
I'm a big water park proponent.
Are you really?
Not that we go. I mean, but... Oh, I love them. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Too much fun.
All right.
Too much fun.
We have adding it to our 2023 summer activities
tour.
List. Jane and I do Noah's Ark. All right. Well, it has been a very fun week, but we are done. We are out for the weekend, but you should stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening in Wausau to WXCO, then you got the Chat Holmes show coming up next. But as for us, thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Come back at 11 a.m. on Monday, and we'll do it all again.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.